Salim Hamdan became a poster child for the Bush administration's missteps in trying to prosecute Guantanamo detainees. Hamdan was a Guantanamo detainee convicted of aiding al-Qaeda, and now he's going home to Yemen. NPR's Jackie Northern reports on why he was let go.
There has been no shortage of unexpected twists and turns in the case of Salim Ahmed Hamdan since he was sent to Guantanamo Bay in early 2002. The Yemeni native is one of the few Guantanamo detainees to be charged. He was at the center of a landmark U.S. Supreme Court case challenging the process of military commissions. And he was the first prisoner to be tried before one of the redesigned commissions. At that trial, the military prosecution painted Hamdan as a very dangerous man who played an integral role in al-Qaeda and sought a life sentence for him. The jury convicted Hamdan on lesser charges and, with time served, essentially gave him a four-month sentence. Waleed al-Shahari with the Yemeni embassy in Washington, D.C., said he wasn't expecting Hamdan to be able to serve any of that sentence back in Yemen.
When I heard the news, I was surprised because the verdict was says that Mr. Hamdan is going to stay in the prison until the end of the next month.
Al-Shahari, who has been negotiating with the Bush administration for the release of some 100 Yemenis still held at Guantanamo, said the embassy wasn't notified before the news of Hamdan's transfer broke. He said the decision is being well received in Yemen and is seen as a positive step towards releasing some of the other detainees. Kate Martin, the director of the Center for National Security Studies, says many people watching the case didn't think Hamdan would be released from Guantanamo, even after he served out his sentence.
The administration's claim has been that his sentence would finish at the end of December, but that they have the authority to hold him indefinitely, at least until the end of hostilities in Afghanistan.
If the Bush administration continued to hold Hamdan even after his sentence was complete, his lawyers would have challenged that decision in court. Some involved in the case say the government probably didn't want to risk Hamdan winding up before the U.S. Supreme Court again, in part because it would have been a blow to the government's assertions about the validity of the military commissions, according to Joe McMillan, one of Hamdan's civilian defense lawyers.
It would have undermined their claims that the military commissions provide the venue for administering justice in these cases. Had Mr. Hamdan not been released as prescribed by the jury, it would have essentially shown the military commission trial to be a sham.
Lieutenant Brian Miser, Hamdan's military defense lawyer, says it would have been wrong to disregard the decision reached by this jury.
I don't think that we can stress enough. I mean, those are six military officers appointed by the government who heard the evidence, both classified and open source evidence, and made that determination based upon all the factors. I mean, the crime that was involved and Mr. Hamdan's likelihood of reoffending.
The decision to transfer Hamdan to Yemen and not hold him indefinitely gives the forthcoming Obama administration a bit of breathing room. Kate Martin says the issue of indefinite detention will be one of the many difficult issues facing the Obama administration.
That's a legal problem that the new administration is going to have to face, but I'm sure they would prefer not to face it on the first day of their administration.
Defense officials say Hamdan is due to arrive back in Yemen sometime within the next 2 days. Because of ongoing appeals, it's unlikely another trial will get underway at Guantanamo before Mr. Obama takes office January 20th. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.